Welcome to the deep dive. We take various sources, pull out the key insights, just to get you well informed fast. Today, we're plunging into something I think many of us feel, finding stability, some consistency, when the world just feels, well, chaotic, you know, that internal tug of war, where your heart wants one thing, but your daily actions maybe don't quite line up. That's what we're exploring. Our source material today is a collection of spiritual teachings, devotionals, actually, specifically excerpts from the Faith Beans GP podcast. The focus is on spiritual cleansing through the Word of God and this idea of being anchored in my ways. And guiding our whole discussion, really at the heart of it, is a key scripture verse. It's Psalm 119, verse 5. It says, "Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees."
Yeah, and that verse, it really frames our mission here. We want to pull out the core ideas on how to achieve that spiritual consistency, how to remain, you know, firm, unshakable, consistent, even when life throws things at you. It's like a shortcut, really, to getting informed on navigating stability when everything outside feels unstable.
It sounds incredibly relevant.
Oh, absolutely. It's universal. The source talks about the storms of modern life, global unrest, natural disasters, even just emotional burnout. So many people are looking for something solid, and you see it everywhere, right? The source mentions flood-hit towns in South Asia, families grieving public figures in the West, the fires in Canada and California. It paints a picture of this widespread need for, well, an anchor.
Okay, so with all that context, this global picture, how does this idea of anchoring actually show up in people's lives? The sources have some pretty powerful examples from around the world, don't they? Showing how it works on the ground.
They really do. It's not just theory. The source gives these compelling case studies, real testimonies. Like, there's a pastor in rural Kenya. He talks about how anchoring his ministry in what the source calls God's word helped keep his congregation safe during political turmoil.
Wow.
And then there's a single mother in Lima, Peru. She lost her child in a landslide, incredibly tragic. She shares how reading Psalm 119 daily helped her stay spiritually grounded through that intense grief.
That's heavy.
Yeah. And Shifting Continents, a teen in Japan dealing with anxiety after the tsunami, found peace memorizing verses, like the one we mentioned, Psalm 119.5, and even writing devotionals. And in Europe, Paris, a small group meeting weekly, praying Psalm 119 aloud together, using it as a spiritual anchor during national mourning after a public figure died.
So these aren't just abstract ideas. People are really holding on to this in the middle of profound difficulty.
Exactly. Real people, real challenges, finding something steadfast.
So, okay, this brings us back to that core verse then, Psalm 119.5. What is it about that specific verse? Why is it such a powerful anchor according to these teachings? Let's maybe break it down a bit.
Great question. The source does this detailed verse reflection on it. It starts with, oh, that. And it's explained not just as a wish, but like a deep, heartfelt cry, a real longing.
Right.
Then my ways.
Yeah.
That's key. It reminds us it's not just thoughts or intentions. It's our lifestyle, our daily steps, you know.
Yeah.
What we actually do.
Right. The practical side.
Precisely. And steadfast, that means stable, fixed, reliable.
Yeah.
Not wishy-washy. Consistent.
Uh-huh.
And the final part, obeying your decrees, points towards living by God's direction, as the source puts it, not our own shifting emotions or whatever culture says is important right now.
So it's about aligning your actions, your ways, with something outside yourself that is constant.
And that's the core idea, yes. Yeah. Aligning with an external, unwavering truth.
It's amazing how much depth is packed into one sentence. But you mentioned this isn't an isolated idea, right? These teachings connect it to other scriptures, too, reinforcing this whole anchored life theme. Can you share some of those?
Absolutely, yeah. It's not in a vacuum. The source highlights several supporting scriptures, like in 1.22. It talks about being doers of the word, not just listeners.
Mm.
Again, that emphasis on action.
Okay, doing, not just hearing.
Right. Then Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll make your path straight. It implies guidance comes when you consistently turn towards him.
Direction for your steps.
Exactly. And Colossians 2.67 calls people to continue living in him, being rooted and built up. That's such a strong image of stability, isn't it?
Rooted, yeah, like a tree.
Mm-hmm. And Isaiah 33.6 directly says, he will be the stability of your times. It couldn't be clearer.
So it's a consistent message across different texts.
Definitely. It shows this isn't about like rigid rule following alone, but this active ongoing relationship, doing, acknowledging, rooting, trusting. It's dynamic, which actually leads to a really practical question. It's fascinating how this moves from text to, you know, real life. So for anyone listening, the question becomes, how do you become spiritually anchored? How do you actually do it?
Yeah, that's often the tricky part, isn't it? Moving from understanding why to knowing how. Our source tackles this, you said, in a teaching segment. What are the actionable steps it lays out?
It does. It gives five pretty concrete steps for cultivating this consistency. First, start with stillness. It references Psalm 46:10, be still and know. Learning to quiet your soul.
Okay, stillness first. Makes sense.
Second, establish daily practices, things like reading scripture, prayer, maybe journaling, making them regular habits.
Routine is important.
Third, root yourself in community. It stresses accountability, connection. Doing it with others helps keep you steady.
You're not alone in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fourth, speak the word out loud. The source links this to Romans 10:17, how faith comes by hearing. Actually, verbalizing it can strengthen belief.
Interesting. Saying it makes it more real.
Kind of, yeah. And the fifth one is really encouraging. Don't panic when you drift. It acknowledges we're not perfect. We'll slip up. But grace helps realign us. The key is to keep coming back to these practices, not just give up.
That's crucial. Perfection isn't the goal.
Right. The underlying idea is that anchoring isn't one big decision. It's these small, consistent, intentional habits built up over time.
So, thinking about all that, maybe for you listening, it's a good moment to pause and reflect, like the source suggests. What does being steadfast mean in your life? Have you felt that pull in different directions? And maybe think about what has helped you stay anchored when things got tough.
Yeah, reflecting on those times can be really insightful. And the source also offers these three really profound quotes that capture the essence of this. The first is, spiritual anchors are forged in secret places. Kind of points to that inner work, the stillness maybe.
Powerful.
Another one, your emotions may rise and fall, but God's decrees remain constant. A reminder of that external anchor point.
So true. Emotions are so changeable.
And the last one, which I think ties into that don't panic idea, steadfastness doesn't mean perfection, it means progress.
I like that. Progress, not perfection. That feels achievable. So, distilling this down for you, the listener, the big takeaways seem to be, one, you're definitely not alone if you long for a more consistent, anchored life. It's a common desire. Two, the source emphasizes that God honors that desire for steadfastness, for obedience. And three, remember that, quote, every small act of consistency builds spiritual strength over time. It's about the progress. So, building on that thought, steadfastness means progress, not perfection. Here's something to chew on. What's one small, consistent thing you could maybe start doing this week? Just one small step to begin anchoring yourself to whatever keeps you steady.
And to help with that, the source actually suggests a practical daily devotional thought you could adopt. Maybe each morning, just as you wake up, whisper a simple prayer like, "Anchor me in your word, Lord. Steady my heart. Guide my steps." Just something small to start the day.
A simple intention.
Yeah. And it also suggests a journaling moment prompt. Maybe you write down, "Lord, show me where I've been drifting. Teach me to be anchored in your ways." It encourages that ongoing reflection and application, you know, taking the knowledge and making it personal.
That's a great way to keep exploring this. Well, we hope this deep dive has given you some useful nuggets, some real insight into finding and keeping your anchor in what often feels like a pretty stormy world. We definitely encourage you to keep doing your own deep dives, exploring sources, finding the clarity and insight that helps you navigate your life.